This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Robinson Crusoe is a book. How many of you read Robinson Crusoe? Most people have at some point in your life. It's a great book. I remember it from school. He found himself on a desert island, obviously, and when darkness fell, he retreated to the beach, built a fire, and huddled close to the fire. The range of security extended only to the outer edge of his campfire's light. Do you get that? In other words, his only ring of security was how far the firelight went out from his fire on the beach. He said beyond that was the woods and the trees behind him on up the beach. And he said, knowing that if he stepped beyond the flickering light of his campfire, his terror would be compounded by the distress of being out of his realm and not knowing how to cope with the situation. There are times that every man, every woman, every young person in this room comes to the campfire moment where you're standing there praying, you're kneeling there praying, you're on your face praying, which, by the way, Mark and Matthew mentioned that Jesus fell on his face praying in this situation. You can't fall on your face until you kneel, usually. And that's a good place to be. And Jesus found out that the fire light wasn't very far out. And you come to that place in your life in a marriage situation. You can come to that place in a health situation. You can come to that place in a financial situation where the fire light is out there and you know, man, if we step beyond that point, we don't know what's going to happen. What do you do in a case like that? You trust. You trust the one you surrender. You either trust the world that you've surrendered to, the world system apart from Christ, or you surrender and respond to the one. Trust the one who you've given your life to, who gave his life for you, gave his all on the cross. Dr. Paul Persol was a man who was called a neuropsychologist. He counseled men and women before and after heart transplants. It's becoming more and more common for people to have heart transplants. He wrote a book called Heart Code. And Dr. Persol said he noticed something that at first he didn't want to publicly reveal because he knew people would look askance at it and people would look and say, that's crazy. But you know what he noticed? That people who have had heart transplants have personality changes. People who have heart transplants, get this, have things happen in their lives that don't happen with people who've had a kidney transplant, a liver transplant, or a lung transplant, just heart transplants. And I didn't believe it at first until I started reading the book, and he told one anecdotal story, many anecdotal stories, but the one that grabbed my heart was this one. He told of a man who had a factory job, as he described it, said he was a racist, said he hated classical music, he was country and western, that's it. Don't even talk to me about any other kind of music, that kind of guy. Had a heart transplant. And in the months, and a year or two later, he started reaching out to people of the African-American race, and his wife said, that's not like him. And not only that, he started thinking about listening to classical music. And here's a guy, you know, listens to Willie and the rest of them, and he was wanting to hear classical music. Had no idea, by the way, who gave him a heart.
Folks, you really have to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow. A message given at Lebanon Presbyterian Church this summer. It concludes tomorrow with a powerful message you need to hear. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.